As we watch a major political event, we naturally consider political language. And in recent years, the singular locution to come out of a Senate confirmation hearing for a Supreme Court judge is to bork.
To bork means what?
I think to attack a person's reputation and views unfairly.
That was Robert Bork, erstwhile Supreme Court nominee, speaking to CNN's Frank Sesno in July. His nomination went up in flames in 1987. The process whereby has since been dubbed borking, especially by the political right, which essentially owns the word, defined by Webster's to wit, bork, to seek to obstruct a political appointment or selection, also to attack a political opponent viciously. Not so, say the liberals. In the Washington Post, Stephanie Cutter, an aide to Senator Edward Kennedy, declared, "If borked means fulfilling your constitutional duty by protecting the rights and freedoms of the American people, then every senator should wear that as a badge of honor." And it should be noted that if Bork himself was the proto-Borkee, then during his confirmation hearings, Kennedy was the Borker. Many personal names have fathered nouns. There's boycott and braille, diesel, dunce, maverick, and stroganoff, and all those compound words like Ponzi scheme and Pullman car, Hobson's choice, and graham cracker. Adjectives are similarly abundant, Darwinian, Orwellian, draconian, Kafkaesque, or sadistic. But when it came to verbs, we could scarcely find one without the suffix I-Z-E, as in galvanize or mesmerize, bowdlerize or pasteurize. Was there another name, just a name like bork, with no grammatical frippery that was ever used as a verb? In recent history, we could find only one, to bobbit, which means to cut off a man's penis, named for Lorena Bobbitt, who Webster reminds us did such to her abusive husband in 1994. Now, Bork sees himself as a victim of injustice, and to Bork as a monument to martyrdom.
My name became a verb, and I regard that as one form of immortality.
I don't know if John Bobbitt feels that way, but I do foresee another neologism coming out of the hearings now underway. To Roberts, to slide smoothly through confirmation like a speed swimmer with no body hair, or at the very least, a nominee with no beard.
Would you like to give us an explanation relative to the beard?
Yes, I would. It's a very unromantic explanation. In 1968-69, academic year, I was on sabbatical leave in England with my family. I was writing a book. It was an antitrust book, and you may ask why I chose to write it in England. The answer is the alternative was to write it in New Haven. We went on a canal boat trip, and in the bathroom, the sink was right against the wall. So when you tried to shave, unless you shaved with your left hand, I couldn't do it.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.